Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. We're back on the air. Sorry about a couple weeks ago, we had a little technical difficulty, but we'll just trust timing that now you're ready to know that you know. We're going to talk today a little bit about universal knowledge and how everything is already known and already present. But working with your senses, your intuition, your clairvoyance, your clairaudience, whatever you want to call that, your knowing, per se, we want to tap into that. And I want to talk to you about letting go of resistance. And we're going to do a couple techniques today. But first, we're going to move some energy. So just take some deep breaths. Settle in. Let your thoughts clear. And I want you to walk with me on this journey for a moment, and then we're going to talk about it. In your imaginary mind and in your third eye and in your creative story, wherever you create from, I want you to imagine and know that everything you need to know is right at your fingertips, right at the tip of your tongue, right at the side of energy. It's all given to you. Whether you see a big screen in front of you, a book that shows you, whatever you want to use as your tool of knowing, maybe it's an auditory if you hear more auditorily and trust that way. Maybe you imagine you're tuning into a radio station. If you're more visual, maybe you see a movie screen that you receive information from. Like, really keep this about you, how you do it, how your way works for you. But we want to create an access point, and that's what we're going to call it, an intuitive access point that allows you to receive universal knowledge, that allows you to know knowledge that's already been here on Earth or things that have happened in the past, or it's part of your rooting energy, but also common knowledge or common things that maybe you learned in high school and you need to recall them. How can I bring them back? Or what is this? How would I find this out? And the answer would just come to you, right? I want to really hone in on that and shift some resistance out of you today. Because the truth is, you came in knowing. Your soul knows. Your body knows. And your vessel knows, right? Your vessel of the brain knows. It's an interpreter. It's that computer part of you that interprets the vibration of energy in our world. Whether you sit in a 3D solidity world, like this is a table and you're touching a table, or you see it in your mind's eye, you feel it in your ears, you have a gut feeling, we want to move that into knowing that you know, because you do know. Here's the key. When you were 5 or 6, what happened? Or maybe 6 or 7, you started going to school and they're like, we need to teach you. And you're like, okay. And you sign up for that programming. That programming taught you on a whole other level that you didn't know already, something that you needed to know, right? It put in that knowing or that instruction that, okay, maybe I didn't know I need to learn this, right? When you're learning the alphabet and you're learning numbers, it's so that you can communicate in the world and get through the world. Right? Just knowing your numbers and letters and symbols, you can get through anything because universe already has the answer for you. God, universe, universal God source, whatever you want to call that, for your creative, for your consciousness, already gives you the answers. Ask and it will be given. You hear that in Christianity, you hear that in Hindu, you hear it in many religions, but the truth is all answers are available to you. All knowings are available. There is nothing unturned. There is nothing hidden in the world. You may be able to hide for a moment because someone hasn't found it yet or they're not open to seeing it yet. But even think about your relationships or things that you've done when you were little and you're like, oh, I don't want my mom to find out, but she seemed to know I got a cookie out of the cookie jar or whatever that was. How did she know when she wasn't in the room? Because she had a gut intuition or she had mother's intuition or whatever you want to call that. But there's a knowing within you. And as you create that knowing, the next step is creating the trust that that is the knowing. Because what happened when you were being programmed in school? You had to know, take tests, and be wrong. So now you've learned on an unconscious level in programming that, oh, I could be wrong about this. Now you've created a fear that wasn't there before. There wasn't a fear of not knowing. There wasn't a fear of knowing or knowing. If you take you back to 3 or 4, you weren't caring about what you knew or didn't know, right? You were just being in the moment because you're a baby. But this programming that happens over time, and the processes, the absorption that you learn how to interact with people and what you learn through your programming, what you got embedded, right, pre-programmed, you now have the ability, you've always had the ability, but we're going to tap into it to say, what if I did know? Where would that answer be? And start really listening, getting quiet after you've asked the question so that you can receive the knowing, so that you can hear spirit say, here it is, or feel guided to open that book to get the answer or to that person to get the results, whatever that is for you. So making life a lot easier for you if you already know that you know and you trust that the answer will always come to you in the moment you ask. That's the other point we want to talk about today. On this screen or on your audio or however you feel in your gut, happens in the moment of now. It's not that the answer wasn't given when you asked. You have resistance of, well, I wouldn't be able to know that quick. Well, I haven't even read it anywhere. How would I know that without researching it? Because you've been taught that over years, right? We've all had to go to school. We all had to do our learning. But the truth is none of that really prepared you for what you already knew. It almost took you outside yourself to be controlled or to be led by others, because now all of a sudden you think you're not powerful and you don't know because, oh, I'm just this or I'm just that. But the truth is every human on this earth has access to universal knowledge. There's not a simple, oh, you have that gift, I don't have it. Intuition is everyone's gift. It's your birthright. You were born with it. You didn't come here to discover new things. You came here to play and open up and make the planet a better place, right? To heighten the lightness and show people to stay out of duality. Duality is a very low vibration because it doesn't match, right? The vibrations doesn't match. Is it this or this? Polarity. Is it this or this? It'll never attract, right? So when you are playing in a low energy, you almost go into overthinking because you have so many perspectives open. So what we want to do is kind of open that and expand your mind to go, what if I did know? And the answer just, I heard it or I saw it or I could feel it. And that answer was true for you. Building that trust that you are right. How do you build trust that you're right? You receive convincers that you're right, right? You get someone confirmed that it was right, or someone told you exactly what you thought, and you're like, oh, that's my sign, that's my knowing that I was right about this. So why do you need this? Well, there's a lot of ways you can look at this, but a lot of times you spend energy on things that you already know, or you spend energy of money paying people to tell you stuff that you already know you're not ready to hear or see for yourself, whether you're talking about yourself or others. So in expanding this consciousness in your mind, and we're going to walk in that playground for a moment because I want you to create your radio, or maybe you have it all. Maybe you want to do audio, visual, smell, taste, like you want all the senses on. And you could do that. Turn them on. Ask them, let's play in this. And where maybe you're sitting in a seat, or maybe you're, get in a comfortable chair in your imagination. Feel what it feels like just to sit in that chair, to open up the screen, to turn up the volume. That's right. And feel connected. Feel connected to it. Smell what it smells like in the room. Taste what it tastes like in your room. Have you ever walked in a room that has like scents and you're like, oh, that tastes like vanilla? You're not even eating vanilla. But you can smell it and your taste buds get it. So if you're doing mediumship sometimes, or you feel a spirit around you, you might smell their perfume or just their body smell, or there may be something that just picks up, right? Our nose, our olfactory, is our oldest sensory in the body. So as many times as you've been here, so is your olfactory, if you believe in past lives. Okay, so everything's in there. We just got to learn how to interpret it into the now. And in your knowing of the now, that's when the answers come, right? So if you're doing tarot cards, or maybe you're doing readings, or you're just doing general call, like conversation with your friends, but you're like, oh, I have a gut feeling about this, but you don't speak it because you're not sure, and it's not even not sure how they're going to receive it, it's not sure if you're right. Trust that first time. put it out there, see what happens. You're going to build trust that way in yourself. And it's not that you want to come off as a know-it-all. This is not an ego trip. This is something that was simply natural for us to know. A dog knows when he's hungry, right? But we'll ask, am I hungry? Well, you should know if you're hungry or not, right? But we've gotten such the question-answer mode in our world that we're not even sure what we're doing sometimes. So on this screen that you create, and with your audio, maybe you have headphones on, you're comfortable, like really make this your area, your playground. And as you're doing that, and remember when you ask a question, and we're getting ready to do that, you want to get quiet so you can hear the answer. Do you notice today when most people talk, people only grasp parts of it? It's because they're already thinking about how they're going to respond instead of truly listening fully to what the person's saying. And so miscommunication happens so many times because we didn't fully listen. So one, you want to fully ask your question, and then you want to take a breath. And when you breathe in, you receive. When you breathe out, you give, right? And the reason I'm telling you this is because after you ask your question, whether you ask it out loud or use telepathy in your mind, doesn't matter which way you want to do it, you need to get quiet and breathe in the answer. And as you're breathing in the answer, I'm going to go a little technical for a moment, but as you're breathing in your answer, what you're doing is the mind begins to interpret what it feels, what that answer was. Some of you may want to put a person on your screen that tells you the answer. Some of them might want to use spirit guide or God or whatever you want to use. You can have another person. This is your room. But I want you to be able to hear in the now and know in the now. So what if you went to a reading and the lady's like, oh, well, thanks for your question, then I'll have to tell you next Tuesday. What? Right? So you know on several levels that you already know. You're just wanting confirmation. Right? So in the now moment, staying present when you're doing this, staying focused. And that's our biggest thing, is because we're overstimulated in our universe, or can be, you get scattered energy, and then you're like, which way? I want to know this, but I'm looking at this, and then I'm going over here. Like, how many people do that, multitask during the day? This is not a time for multitasking in the world. It's a time for multitasking with your sensory, with your knowing, with your hearing, with your visual, with your gut feelings, with all of that, right? So as we move some energy, I'm going to do some connections and really ramp up your intuition of knowing, opening up your senses to creating that answer for you. So on your screen, here's your screen. Maybe your screen says, what do you want to know today? What do you want to know now? Whatever you want to do, this is your playground. And so you're going to ask that, what do I want to know? This is the same way you can pull people up in your mind and read their energy. It's the same thing. You're just going to put them on your screen so that you can see them, feel them, whatever. So let's keep it simple. And I want you to come into your heart center, and I want you to ask from your heart something that's really been bugging you about. This is going to be about you, because I want to show you something. So we really want to ask a question about, you can ask about your health, something going to happen in your world, whatever you want to ask. Go ahead and ask that now. And when you ask, you're going to take an out breath. That's the question. Breathe. And now breathe in the answer. Maybe you have a pen and paper beside you and you're writing the answer down. Maybe you're just hearing the answer. I'm going to get quiet and we're going to do it again. Ask your question. Breathe. Receive your answer. Feel. Interpret. Keep practicing this. It'll get stronger. What are you feeling? You can keep it as simple as yes, no questions. If you can definitely feel your yes, no, ask in that form. Keep it easy. Keep it childlike. Keep it simple. Now, if you received an answer but you're not sure, go ahead and write it down, hear it, feel it. And then I want you to ask that question as if you're asking it to a friend, like you're asking for a friend, right? Get out of yourself, get out of your emotion, ask. Like, so if it was me, I would say, hey, does Danielle have this? Or is this for Danielle? Or is this for, and I'm putting my name in, but I'm seeing myself in third person, so I'm not emotionally attached, right? So I'm being the observer of the energy for that person. So when you do that, you move that resistance of, oh, I may not want to hear that answer. Or, oh, I wanted it to be this, but it's not, right? You got to stay very neutral with this. So sometimes using third person keeps you more neutral, plays on your mind, right, to say, oh, I'm not talking about myself right now, but about Janelle in third person. I'm not saying me or I, so my mind's going over here to see the energy, right, to read that energy. And as you do that, what are you creating? You're going to hear the same answer. So now go into third person and ask your question, put your name in it. Breathe, quiet your mind, and feel the answer being interpreted to you. And go back and play with this audio. Pause it. Do this over and over till you really, really feel your confidence, that really knowing of you just starts hitting on all cylinders, right? Like, yes, I knew this. Oh, I heard this. This is for me. Because that universal knowledge is going to give you more power in your own life. And you're not going to be following the masses. You're not going to be following because someone told you this. And even that, when someone's telling you information or facts, really tap into your intuition. Is this true? Just that simple. Is it true? You don't have to know why or why not it's not true in that moment. But just get your yes, no down. That I do know this. And if you didn't get an answer or you didn't hear or feel anything, that tells you that you have resistance around knowing, right? You have resistance around seeing the answer, feeling the answer, hearing the answer. So what is that resistance? You can play in that world and you can say, what if I let go of resistance and I just know it? Or what is my resistance to knowing? Am I scared to know? Do I still have a fear that I don't really know and I'm going to make it up, right? Like, really work on yourself with this. This is self-love and self-guidance that you're not going to get from anywhere else because it's your heart, it's your knowings, it's your answers for you. And eventually for others, if you decide to do that for others, right? Sometimes it's easier to feel for them because you're not emotionally attached. You don't have resistance in knowing what's good for them, right? So we want to pull that in and we want to let go of resistance. We want to let go of resistance in the body. We want to go let go of resistance in our universal field, in our sensory fields. Like, let's really pull back into allowing myself to know and feel. Those struggle with fibromyalgia and ADHD and all these things. It's only because the resistance created, or you've bought into something that says, I have this, and now you've claimed it. And that's a whole different show. We want to stay here on the path of universal knowledge is always available for you. If you wanted to know what, maybe play with it this way too. Go, wonder what my sibling or my family or someone had for dinner last night. You can do it that easy. It doesn't have to be some earth-shattering, crushing thing. Like, start easy so that you can build trust within you. And then say, hey, what did you have for dinner last night? They don't know why you're asking. They're just curious, right? And then, oh, did that match what I thought? Does that match what I felt? Because when you take control of your thoughts, you're going to be able to use your thoughts in a new way of being, oh, that's the answer. Oh, that's the reception, right? So you may have this antenna. You may create this antenna from your mind to say, my antenna sees in all way. I'm connected to Wi-Fi of the universe, right? It's kind of like when you Google things. You Google for an answer. You're going to use your heart as your center, your mind as your processor, and then ask the question. Like, this is building for you because you do know. And we know now more than ever because energy is so much more, I wouldn't say heightened is the right word, but we're ascending. So So it's almost easier to feel. It's easier to know. A lot of us are coming out of that 3D mentality of, you know, I have to have five people to tell me, or I can finally trust myself or find myself, right? It's because the world is shifting and things are easily accessible. They always have been, but you've been taught opposite. So we want to move that veil. If you believe there's a veil, move that veil and say, I want to see it all. But you don't need to know it all, right? You don't need to know what the guy in Africa is doing today, but you could know if you ask. So keep it very simple for yourself. What do I need to know in my world to create in my way? And as you begin to do that, you're going to get answers for yourself. You're going to get answers for others. And your intuition is just going to keep building. It's already in there. We just got to work the muscle back up to believing in it. It's atrophied because someone, you had a belief that you didn't know. Or someone said, shut down your imagination. That's not true. You can't do that. You can't create that. That's not real. Get a real job. Don't imagine that happening, right? We do that a lot to the millennials these years. But you know what? They're here to teach us that the old ways aren't the only way. And we struggle with that because we were brought into a system that you work 8 to 5 or you do this and this and this. And then we have this new culture that says, no, you don't. You can just do it as you go. You can just create money this way. You can do this. And it's working for a lot of them. But the other ones that are programmed differently are going, how are they doing that? What's going on? Right? They're actually intuitively living. They're like, we're not signing up for the old program. We already came in a heightened sense of knowing. So did you. You just got programmed differently. We're going to break out of old programming. We want to shift into the new. Right? Shift into the new now for you of trusting that you do know. Trust the timing. And that's the other thing. When you ask, the answer is there. You're not seeing the answer because you have a resistance there. You have a fear that's saying, I can't know. I shouldn't know. What if I did know? Like, oh, that could create problems. Like, you have backstories, right? If you've worked with me long enough, I'm going to ask you, what's the story behind the fear? Because that's what's created the fear. Fear is not real. Not one part of soul, of universe, holds fear. It's consciously created and embedded. And then it goes into our unconscious. And it creates this wall of not knowing. And so we want to break down the walls. We want to open up that heart center with the mind center and say, hey, we can communicate. Like, we already did this thousands of times. Like, let's do this. Instead of asking five people for advice, it's never going to work for you. Doesn't mean you don't go get clarity and you don't get understanding. But at the end of the day, your actions are based upon your heart and mind and what you choose to do. That's your free will, right? But you got to learn how to access the energy first. And I work with this. I do training programs with this. So I want you to know that I'm here for you to create this even easier for you. But this show today, I'm going to shift out resistance. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel open. You may have relief, right? And sometimes when we're released, we get flu-like symptoms and we feel achy, we feel, ugh. That's because you've held toxins and you've held your muscles so tight. And they're like, oh, now I can breathe. Oh, now I can flow, right? We're going to open up that energy field. And all this is happening right now as we're talking. And I'm going to shift that energy. And you're still sitting in your chair and your screen's there. Like, go to that space in your mind. Grab your answers. Get them in the now. You don't need to know 5 days from now what the answer is. If 5 days from now isn't matter today, right? Live now. Stay in your now. Let go of that old programming that you need a 5-year plan or you need a 20-year plan. Your plan starts when you design. You are designed your plan. Ask to be shown your blueprint, to hear your blueprint of what you came here to do, what you came here to be and play in. What was your passion? The soul holds all your answers, but you got to connect. And we're not talking about religion. We're talking about the energy of the soul. We're talking about just energy. Everything vibrates, and your mind interprets the vibration into your language, into your symbols. And as you learn this, life gets easier because you're less questioned. You have more clarity. You have more confidence because you know where you're going. And we all go through those times of, oh, what's next? What am I doing? Why am I still doing this 5 times this way? Because we've been taught change is scary, change is hard. Knowing can be oh, now I know. Now what am I going to do with that, right? Oh, that's not the answer I wanted. It doesn't matter what you wanted or didn't want. That's truth, and truth holds in all perspectives. So when you start learning this, you let go of a lot of negativity. You get a lot of your confidence, your trust, just being you, begins to expand into a new way. Following your heart is where you came to be. It wasn't come to follow man, but we've kind of, like, you see that part of the dynamics if you watch politics or you're into this. And I'm not saying those things aren't necessary, but I'm saying you have your own brain and you have your own way. And you work it for you, right? You work that energy for you. And as you trust in your guided path that you already set out for you, things get easier and abundance is there and answers are there and knowing they're there, or they'll come to you in a book, in a person. Like, universe sends you what you need, right? On the universal God source sends you your answer in the now when you ask. Doesn't mean the task is completed, but you have what you need now. You don't get more than what you can handle because your mind will only receive as much as you allow it. That's the resistance. And really letting go of that resistance and walking into your new now and your new knowing, wow, what would you let go of? Who would no longer be in your life? What could you do for you that you've had others find for you or figure out for you? Really about the power of the mind and the heart working your journey in your way with knowing that you know, trusting that you go. Trusting as you go. I'm going to move some energy. We're going to move through the center of the I am. I am trust. I am knowing. I am love. I am energy. Going into the root of security. I am secure. And the reason you do the I ams is because you are the only one. You are the I of you. And you could say, I'm the I of me, however you want to say that. But you knowing you allows you to know everyone else's energy because they're mirroring parts of you. They're mirroring growth in you. They're mirroring stuckness in you, right? In my life journey, it's funny. It's not funny because it happens, but it's like, oh, that client came. Look what they taught me about me, right? Even though they're getting the benefit too, I always like, what did they teach me? Where does that fit in my life? Might not be on the same level. Might be something else, but I still got the wisdom. I still got the learning through it. Right? So as you do that and as you connect, you're going to realize that nothing was not on purpose. Everything is synchronized according to your knowing, according to your allowed choices, right? When you know something, you can make a good decision or a decision, right? Letting go of the good, bad, right, or wrong and really tapping into you. You. If you want to learn more about this, if you need a reading, if you need some insight, like, get with me, JanielleHuff.com. You can go to the website. All the information's there to contact, schedule your appointments. I work with people around the world. You don't have to be in Indiana, but I'm here for you. And I want to connect with you on more levels because I know that you're in there. So let's bring this gift out in you so you can bring your passions and your knowings to the world. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.